Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're having another wonderful program. Today is Saturday. This is our special night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And for there, going up to the Lightship, you can request one particular healing, and we'll just see how the Life Beings can work with you. Yeah, they always do healings on the Lightship, completed 100%, but it depends on how much emotional baggage and just stuff, judgment you have stored inside of you as to how quick those healings can work for you down here. Remember, if you're completely healed on the light ship and you come down here and because your problem wasn't cleared away from you and you're still dealing with issues, then this is what caused your problem to begin with, so it's a little more difficult to have a physical healing. Although I do have people who have miracle ones, so I'm just trying to show you, in case you're wondering, you say, man, I've been asking for the last couple of weeks for a healing and it just isn't working. Well, the densities are bringing it back to you, and that's the way it works, unfortunately. So let's bring up the light beam, and then we'll go to the light ship. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, and just go to Creation Light Ship Healing. Click on that if you don't have the page up. And scroll down a little ways, you're going to see a light beam, and we're going to energize the light beam with peace energy. And the peace energy is what source energy is, non-judgment, just strictly peace. And that's what you have in your heart center is your spirit, which is connected from the light and is the light inside of you, and that's how it resides and exists. Remember, duality has emotions to it. So normally when you're in peace, you're not going to feel any kind of emotional aha, okay? So just be peace. The light of the darkness will give you the emotional charge. Oh, this just feels wonderful and it's very loving. Well, then you know that you're not in true source energy. So that's a good way to understand the difference. If you feel any kind of emotional situation happening with you, that means that you're involved with the light of the darkness. So let's bring in some peace energy. I'm going to just increase it here. So watch the light beam. It will physically change for you as it becomes a living energy on your computer monitor. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll kind of describe the light ship, what it is. It's what Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his healings. And when we're on these programs live, you can go to the light ship and have some wonderful healing work done for you. You cannot go to it, though, unless I'm involved with what you're working with. And that includes, like, working with the clearings on the website. You have to, go through the process of signing up for them, and then you're automatically linked to me, and then you go to the light ship whenever you have a physical healing. You cannot go there by yourself, and that also includes, like, after tonight or something, thinking that maybe you can come in there because the light will not recognize you. And that's the way it works. The light has to have pure source energy, which is non-judgment, come to it. And when you go to the light ship, we go into the quarantine room. That's where they do all the different works with you. So right now we're going to go to the light ship. And if you have any questions, please enter down the fast chat. Because some people tell me, they say, I've been to the light ship before without you. I see different things. I say, well, you're not there. You're with the light of the darkness. And so it's really up to you to understand that, because a lot of people think they can go there whenever they choose to because they've been on maybe a lot of shows, and you cannot. So here we go. We're going up. I'm going to count to five. You can bring up your animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you want to think of one particular situation. Typically, it would be some kind of physical healing that you'd like to have in your body to help you out. So here we go. Going up. I'll count to five. And you're going to feel the energy around you shift and change as you're in the present moment when you're on the light ship. You're out of time completely. So here we go. One, two, three. 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, everything around you is like there, but you're not energetically connected to it. That's because the light doesn't cord anything. So let's go into our first location. And the light ship does become physical for us as we go there. And we're going into the first room. This is a red room for life force energy. And we're in a hot tub right now, so you can enjoy that. And you may feel your body getting warm if you wish it to be, or cooler if you need to cool down. Just kind of request that a little bit. But it's mainly to help to detoxify your body. These are all energetic clearings. So here we go. In the red room, so here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Going to another location. And we'll go into the room that has the goldfish. And we bring forth energies that are strictly brought forth on this planet here that was manifested by the Earth Spirit, so we can recognize how they look and they will resonate to you. So here comes the goldfish energy. There's normally always three particular light beings that you're dealing with, and they chose to have this incarnation after the ascension time. So here comes the goldfish energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we got a request here from Everett, which is good, so I'll just bring this into the healing. He's asking to get some help for his wonderful cat, and it has a leg fracture. So what you do in that case, if you have a problem with yourself, I can read them here, but I don't need to know that information, so you can just request this yourself. And your cat is up there, so ask the light beings to work with your cat and also yourself, whatever kind of problem that you're dealing with. So here we go. We're going to go into another room, and we'll go into the silver room. And you might actually feel the taste of silver inside of your mouth right now because we're drinking some silver energized water. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I want to go into where the dragonflies are. They're quite beautiful, very large wingspan on them, different rainbow colors that you can actually see in their wings. So here we go. Here comes the dragonfly energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a lot of people like going into the centrifuge room. This is where you start to eliminate different problems that you're dealing with. So again, we're going to the centrifuge room. The room is silver on the inside, and it spins. And the reason why it spins is because it releases energies from you. So you might actually see like a little cloud energy leaving your body. So here we go. Room is spinning. Request your healing. So I'll increase it. I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if somebody could type into the fast chat to JP, must be on the wrong station, so I might say station 2, and just tell JP that they are on the light ship right now. And here we go. Let's go into a room where, let's work with our eyes. I'm seeing some people up there having an eye condition or concern, so we'll go into that room and request healing there too. And if I do bring up a room that you're not even thinking of, that's because they're doing work on us in that room, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, this is eye concerns. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's go into another room. We'll go into the penthouse, and we can have some healing from the stars. These are real stars that was created by the light. may not be the stars that control us here, so it's a whole different process of energy, but they will look similar. Remember, the darkness of light cloned everything from true light. That's how we get confused here. So going into the penthouse, we're kind of relaxing. The females are here to adjust your head, to do some neck adjustments on us here. And I feel what's going on. I'm also seeing them working with their ankles. So that's interesting. I see some people having their ankles readjusted. Maybe the bones are out of place or something. So here we go. They're working with us, and we'll ask for some star healings. You can select what star. Each star has a particular quality of healing that you may like. Remember, when you go to the light ship, when you first go there, you're in the room where they have like a consultation. This is what I call the orientation room. And you're seeing all the different types of light-themed doctors that could help you out during this particular session. And then you're at free choice to check out how they can work with you, because each one could be a little different. The end result is the same, but they may have different types of modalities. Maybe you go into one room and you're seeing maybe butterflies, and maybe the butterflies happen to walk on you a certain way or flap their wings, and that's the way they do their healing. Another one might be maybe you're going to a room and maybe some of the energies that are maybe an earth or rock energy might put crystals on you. And so you're a free choice to discover how the light beams are working with you during this process. And then you select the doctor teams to work with you. And you can be there as long as you wish because you're out of time. And if you have any concerns, you know, you can talk with them and they will describe to you what they can do. And you can also say, well, you know, I don't want to have a flower work on me. I'd rather have maybe one of the beavers work with me. So you have the beavers come. And they'll explain to you how they do their process of healing. And this is the way it works in the light ship. Everything is free choice, free will. But we do go into rooms that I specify that we're going into, you know, like doing our adjustments to our neck and stuff. And that is being done for all of us. But your personal concern that you have is special to you, so you want to request that also. Here we go. Let's go into another location. And we're still working on our neck here. So you're selecting a particular star energy to do this for you. And now we're going into another room. And this room here has the beautiful waterfall. And this one happens to be like a deep, deep purple color. It's very beautiful. So it's the purple waterfall. And remember, the water does not touch you because it cannot cord you. So you're not going to mix energies. It'll come around you to do the healing, but it won't go through your body and touch anything. It'll go right through you, through your spiritual blueprints, and correct what they can do. And here comes the water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into another location. And I'm seeing the orange color, so we'll go into the orange room. And this has the orange disc. These discs typically are about 3 foot in diameter. And you're standing on one of them. They're round. And there's one on top of you, so you're kind of like in this little force field of orange energy. And then again, it's going through your body. So here's the color orange coming to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're walking on to another disc. This one happens to be yellow. Here it comes. And remember, request your healing because they see you in pure perfection. Whatever you have experienced or are dealing with, that's because you chose that experience. They'll never take away your experience. Through the different, like, emotional healings, they'll take away the trauma that the dark side gave you, but the experience is what you have chosen to experience. So here we go. Yellow energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the disc, that has pink energy, and I also see a green disc and a brown disc. So we're going to be on each one of those throughout the healing session here. And here comes the energy for those. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room that has the silver water, like a large pool of water. And we'll have the water spirits work with us with the silver water. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, well, the last room we're going to go into is the white light room. And there's all different colors of light. So this has the white light energy. And it's going to come through our body. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so now we'll come back from the light chip. So we're having our animal test flower, tree, garden, plants coming with us now. And we've got some sirens in the background here. And this is common for New York, especially when we do timeline crashing. They always show up. I've been doing that earlier here. So coming back down, and I'll count to 5, and you can feel your room shift a little bit. You may feel everything now becoming alive, like it's living. Right now, as you're looking at things, it's like all in their own place, and they're just like objects. Once you come back down, they're going to feel like they're living because they'll have energetic cords to you. So coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're here now. So I hope you had a wonderful session tonight, and we will see if our co-host is on, Carrie. So Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, hi Ron, I'm out here, and good evening to all of you. Thank you so much for taking us to the light ship, Ron. We're on station 2, so hopefully any and all of you who might have been listening on station 1 have found us. And it is Saturday night and our new time slot. I'm sitting here with no power, so my computer isn't working. I don't have any internet, and so I'm not going to be able to read the fast chat this evening. So Ron is going to try to read some of the questions, but I'm thinking it probably, Ron, would be a good idea if we opened the lines to any callers tonight to help out a little bit, since I can't read questions. And if you look under the play button under Station 2, you'll see an 888 number for toll-free for all of you in the U.S. and Canada, and then perhaps jump to line number 4, which is an area code 530. I'm not looking at the numbers because my computer's not working, so I can't read those out, but if anybody else wants to type those into the fast chat, that would be great. So, Ron, I'm thinking as I'm sitting here and you're taking us through all the wonderful rooms on the light ship that we probably have a few new listeners since you've done a couple of expos already this month. And so maybe you can describe a little bit about what the Creation Light Ship is. I mean, there are two words in there in the title that tell us a little bit about it, but why it's called a ship, and then why it's so beneficial for us to go there with you.
Yeah, okay, the Creation Light Ship, that's the website, creationlightship.com, which you may all recognize and know. But the Light Ship is actually a physical location. So I really couldn't call it home. That wouldn't sound, too good. But it is a ship. It does move around. It does travel, in a sense. It's throughout the complete universe of light. It's everywhere in light and also non-existent. So it's kind of hard to pin it down. People ask me, well, where is it? What galaxy? Well, it's everything in light is there. It exists everywhere. And when we go there, they must materialize a room for us to go into to have our sessions. And this is what happens. So this is why, when you go to the light ship, you do rooms. And a lot of people will see the room before I even talk about it. Normally, they'll see it maybe a second or two or so before I bring forth that particular room. But you are in many rooms at once. So if I don't mention it, you could still be in that same room that you're seeing, and I'm not even talk about it whatsoever. So the light ship is here. Comes every 2,000 years for a short time to bring forth ascension teachings and healings for the people who are choosing true light versus the light of the darkness, which is the mind energy. And we have a beep there, but is there? And I'll just continue here. So the light of the darkness is brought forth through everything in duality. And the extraterrestrials, the aliens, which we're now calling the Utes, which is unwanted universal travelers, that should not even be here, but they chose to come into our sandbox and distort and steal light. This is what they do. And they bring forth clone bodies of people to steal spirit energy from that clone body, since the spirit that we have goes into it. Could just be a little piece of it, but it's just another way to get more mileage out of our spirit and to harm you. Oh, we have a caller on here, so somebody online?
Yes.
Hello,
hi.
Who is this?
This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Mark.
Hi, how are you all?
Doing good, how are you?
Good.
Great.
I was looking for one of the healings or clearings that you had a while back. It was like the foreign one, but part of it had the circulatory clearing on it. Can you clarify that? And if you still have it, do you remember what it was?
Oh, we do have the circulatory clearing on.
You do, but it was like there were four of them.
Circulatory clearing. It might be under body rejuvenation also. That may also have that. So either one of those would probably work fine if you wanted to do that type of clearing. And they're normally, I believe, full lifetime clearings, but it may not be on that one. Most of the clearings that we have to help you out a lot will be whole lifetime, and that way it connects to you from your current age or when you start the clearing and goes back to conception, because remember, you're dealing with your past. Your past brings forth your current reality. So whatever you have experienced that was brought up in your DNA, which we'll call learning lessons, that's the New Age talk, because you have to figure out some reason why you have it. And it would be, in a sense, a lesson with that system, because you would never want to draw anything to you that was unwanted or painful. So people think that's a lesson. That's the dark side teachings. And in a sense, that's true only because we chose darkness in place of light. So the terminology can go a little sideways on it. But whatever you have now, everybody listening, as a problem, a concern that you may be dealing with, that's only because it came up in this lifetime as an emotional situation, and you may have had a couple thousand of them throughout your life, and it finally manifested into the physical. Everything starts in the invisible first, which is the energy in your DNA. This is why you want to change it and get rid of it, so that you can become into balance, neutral with it. There's only two energies. There's energies that would be not in balance, which we call blocked energies, and then you have energies that would be balanced with non-duality. So you want to be in non-duality, which equals peace. And everybody has different types of concerns that may not be related to someone else. So we all have different situations according to how that energy got activated in our DNA. And eventually that DNA is going to, through those learning lessons, experiences, if you want to use that term, as it come forward, it will eventually kill us. That's why the emotional clearing is so important. But now we're probably going to be talking about clones tonight. I saw clones earlier on the fast chat. So anyway, that clearing would be the circulatory. What it does for you, it is very nice. It smooths out your body. You can actually feel your body kind of calming down. It'd be like giving your car a tune-up after it's been driven forever without an oil change or having the spark plugs changed or injectors or whatever. So it's like having a brand new energetic system. And that's the way your body feels. Very, very nice. So That's what I'd recommend if you're dealing with something, Marcy. That's what it does for you. It just makes your body run better, and it's good if you have some kind of concern because you're dealing with that. I'll be talking about skeleton and bone marrow stuff on this show, too, about clones, and this may connect a lot of dots for people. So did I answer your question for you, Marcy?
I guess. I had four and one, but I don't know what it was.
You're thinking about the body jump stock clearing, which isn't up yet, that's going to have four or five different clearings in it, like one of them is the circulatory. So I think that's probably the one that you're thinking of that we have mentioned is coming, but it's not online yet.
What I can do for people is if you wish to have that special clearing, it's $200. Just send me an email that you'd like to have it, and then I will look through the different particular codes, and I will send you the codes for that. So it's a great deal. It has four different clearings on it, the mind of the body clearing, the circulatory, the magnetic twisted body, and there's one more, which I don't know what it is exactly. Body rejuvenation, yes. So that's a $200 clearing that will work until the end of the year here.
Okay.
Because it will take some time
to
go through those particular clearings. So if you are interested, put in the subject title, it's called a body jumpstart. And go to PayPal and maybe pay for that and let me know when you paid for it, or maybe send me a copy of that, and then I will send you the codes. And that's one easier way to get it up right now for people. That's what I was planning to do this coming week here. So thank you, Marcy, for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marcy.
Let's talk about clones. I'm just discovering different information about clones. And this will go a little far out for the newcomers. For the older people, they may start to understand a little bit more. So let's just say that you are cloned for an hour, okay? So maybe cloned for 1 hour 10 times, off and on. So when you're awake, maybe there's 10 of you that come in that look like you, same clothing, but you are slightly different in consciousness. But for a regular person watching you, looking at you, they would not know the difference. And each clone carries the consciousness that is transferred on to the next clone, and then eventually to you. So you could be a clone for an hour and then come in for 5 minutes, take that information that the clone was here living your life, and then you still have the information, and then you could be taken out again. So you're actually abducted when you're not here. And when you're not here, what's holding your space? It's a clone. That's why we don't see the whole planet vanish with people, because there's something holding that space. So this is going to sound a little far off for everybody, but just kind of hang with me here. So what I'm discovering now is that you wonder why your life isn't working exactly the way you would like it to. And the clones can think, but they don't have much life force energy, okay? Remember, a clone will have very little body energy. And the darkness, the Utes, the unwanted universal travelers, which will be equal to the aliens. So I'm trying to not scare people as much, and Utes sound better than aliens for some people. So these unwanted universal travelers want to get a lot of mileage out of you, so they steal your spirit and put those into sometimes clone bodies in the Beyondo, or maybe your physical bodies out there on the treadmill here. And what happens is, when you're a clone here, the clone is now responsible to live your life. Now, that energy of the clone is somehow attached to your skeleton system. So all of a sudden you're wondering, why can't I do something? Why is somebody having better luck than I am? Well, maybe when you're here, your skeleton system, working with bone marrow in your blood, is putting a code system throughout your real physical body here that's kind of going off and energizing the energy around you so that you cannot have what you wish to have. I won't use the word want because the word want means lack. So if you want to have money, that means that you're in lack of money and you're only going to be bringing more lack to you. Remember the law of cause and effect that the aliens, the youths brought here, is to bring forth an energy that's of like kind to you, the law of attraction. That's darkness energies. So you never want to be in, you know, wanting something, because that means lack. So you don't want to have wanting lack all the time of what you really want to get out of. So that's one of those tricky words that we have. So getting back to the bone marrow. So when you're here, you have these codes that are distributed throughout your body, which probably go into your psychic billboard. And I'm just talking to you right now in the present moment, and I'm kind of winging this here because I don't have all the information quite yet, but I'm trying to get you to connect the dots here. So when the clone comes in and you thought that you're really doing what you needed to do, trying to bring energy on this planet to bring something in your life, if a clone's here, no way can it really do that because it doesn't have any energy of light. It doesn't have really any energy at all. Now, they might give you a little bit of energy in that clone, so you do look and feel human or have a slight energy in your body, but the real you that is here to do the manifestation with your spirit is in the beyondo. So you're here living a life, wondering why life is so poor. Maybe you're only here maybe 2 weeks out of the whole year. So how can you possibly manifest something when you're not here? The clones are here in this place. And then when you are here, they activate this bone energy in you, the DNA out of the bone marrow, whatever is there, that travels through, remember, your blood travels through everything in your body, picks up oxygen, and all of a sudden you have a problem. That's why we have the free oxygen clearing on the website to help you to eliminate some of this stuff. So that's kind of where my research is right now on this. And that's more than likely why you have troubles, because you're probably more of a clone than not. So that's going to sound pretty far off for most people. But take yourself out of the equation and just say, I'm here all the time, okay? And then look at your friends and wonder why they have situations and problems, maybe with you even, and know that maybe they are a clone talking to you with a program that doesn't carry any light energy, just has a program running. So there we go. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. So you're just discovering this, I guess, now that you're in New York and seeing more clones than you normally do, because I know you said in the past when you're in New York, you do see more than you usually do, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. So if a clone is listening on a Saturday night, will they come to the light ship also with us?
Yeah, they can. And the nice thing is that the light ship will just see them as a life form. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that life form does have the opportunity to have a spirit put in it. And if they choose light, then they can do that. And then they become a physical body. So the true thing, which is, for me, very nice about the clones, is that all the clones walking around have this wonderful opportunity to come into the light.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have a clearing up at some point to do that as I get a little more information on it. I don't know how soon it will be, but I may have a whole lifetime clearing, because the clones will be in and out of your life for a long time. And I'll need to clear them out throughout your lifetime because they're going to be carrying information throughout your life. They may only realize maybe a couple of weeks of that, but they still would be here and they have to be caught up to date. So I have to do a whole lifetime clearing for clones. And even if you're listening and you are a clone listening, or you think maybe I had clones in me, and remember, whenever you feel like you're not yourself, that could be a clone too. Because when you finally get it downloaded into the real you, you may look back upon it and go, gee, why did I do that thing? You know, I knew about doing something. Why didn't I know how to do it? itself, it'll be able to integrate the clone that was you with yourself or itself into this lifetime. So I'm not saying that if there's 20 of you around that you're going to have 20 people looking like you, you know, in your neighborhood, you know, walking around, and somebody will say, "Hey, man, I saw you at the grocery store 5 minutes ago. How come you're here now?" You know, that's not the way it's going to work. But it'll give the opportunity, since the darkness normally will terminate the clones after a while, because clones are designed typically not to live a long life. And that's why I talked about new movie stars, et cetera, who sometimes look much younger as you see them in different movies and wondering what's happening. And normally you can use the word plastic surgery, but you definitely understand that that's not what it is when you start realizing what's happening. And that's because the old clone model just got probably terminated. And I don't think anything really would like to be terminated, so now you have a chance to have that come into light. And I don't know how that's going to work out, if they're going to come and join you or not. But you know, there are clones that they engineer differently. They may take part of a hybrid energy and recreate from that and get somebody who looks like you or similar, and they're walking around here too. Okay, thank you. So we have a caller on line two here. So who's there, caller?
Hi, is somebody on the line?
Gary?
Hi, yeah.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Hi, Victoria Ann. How are you?
Oh, good. Good. Hey, listen, I'm up on the chat line if you need that in just a minute, but I got some information, if I may share, Ron, and I have a question about clones for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm working with what I believe to be a clone. He's an older gentleman, and I've noticed in my business when I'm working with different people, the clones tend to be in positions of management from what I'm experiencing, either like supervisors, managers, CEOs, high-up people, and they have some years in wisdom, and they're in a position where it seems like the dark side can use them more efficiently to the dark agenda. Do you think I'm onto something here?
Okay. Did you hear part of that, Carrie?
No, Victoria Ann, I'm afraid we just were being told something by BBS. Could you just summarize what you just said again? I apologize. We weren't able to hear some of that.
No problem. I'm going to start again. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm finding that some of the clones that I'm dealing with in business, which I believe to be based on the data we have so far, is that they're older people, mainly in businesses that are corporate-owned, management people, supervisors, people that are into their head a lot, telling others what to do, but doing very little action. And I've been taking notes because I have a particular supervisor, or I should call associate that I'm working with. He's a nice person, but he's confused all the time, and I have to, you know, correct him, and sometimes I'm afraid to a little bit because I don't want to sound like, you know, he's above me, he should know this, but I had to just disregard my considerations about that and just say, this is what's going on, this is what we're doing now, and I started emailing him. He has now started copying my emails and sharing them with people underneath him because I help to keep him straight. And you're right, Ron, it seems to be that there's a lack of memory, and not because they're in the now, but because they're just not programmed for that. There is a difference, of course. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, I think they just have a little memory stick, you know. Their hard drive isn't up to date, and they can only react and respond to what comes in front of them. So they don't have much backup on the tail end. All they, you know, like I said, all a clone mm-hmm. needs to do, you know, you can look at yourself, what you do each day. You get up and go to work, and you eat. Shower, you know, and whatever else you do, and drive your car, and the know-how to perform your duty at a job. And, you know, how far does that information go? Some people you talk to, they don't have that information that you really want to have. You go, how could this is stupid? You know, this person should know about this here. They just don't know. And you go, wow,
right.
They're getting paid to help me, you know? And that's what she's probably trying to say is, you know, that these clones that should normally be, you know, in a position to really help you don't have a clue because they don't have
exactly anything
on the tail end. You know, all they have is, you know, the last couple of weeks, mm-hmm. and you may be asking information from a year ago. They just don't have it.
Right.
So that's
and you know,
you're saying. Yeah, and that is true. And once you, like I said, once you start connecting these dots, then you go, man, now I know what I'm dealing with here. I'm dealing in a clone world.
Mm-hmm.
And that may sound really far out to a lot of people, but as you start looking back upon your life, and as you start looking now maybe the next couple of weeks in the future, and you start seeing how people are responding and acting, you're going to realize that, wow, remember the movie They Live is a good one to kind of look at. They do show the youths there in the movie, but what you see without the glasses on is a human. And then when you put the glasses on, the sunglasses on, they look they're youths. But we can just switch it over into clones, so to speak. But
right.
Anyway, that's what was your second question there?
Before that, I had a couple other. I've been taking notes that might be helpful, and I'll get some information to you soon on that. But the other thing I'm seeing is that they don't. The action part is out. They're into their head, and in their head, sometimes they think they've already done something when it hasn't been done. Now, that's like a glitch of some sort. Of course it is. And so when I write down things that need to be done and I'm following up because of my involvement in a project just to keep me safe, you know, sane and as simple as I can be, and there's lots of confusion going on with these clones. They have to target someone to get centered. I mean, he has to target me to know what's going on every day. He's getting information from me. So I'm trying to keep it from attaching to me, and that's one thing I'm experiencing, and they don't have a reality of time. And they think they've done something because they think it. This is really weird. Do you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I think the whole thing boils down to, you know, their, you know, just lack of programming, lack of retaining information. And they probably want to maybe aggravate you so that they bring out the information because it's needed. And since you're
mm-hmm.
typically, we'll just say, more here than the clone is, remember, we have clones that are clones, true clones, and we have clones that take your place. So this person is probably, you know, maybe a true clone with a clone T-shirt on, and they do need help.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said at some point that clone is going to realize that it wants to come into the light. And once it gets that information, then the light ship can help that particular clone to have a spirit. And remember, it doesn't have to necessarily be somebody that looks like this one person. And he could have many clones coming up, but they only have a program so long. And that's what I would say
mm-hmm.
it is. They have their... Their hard drive is very small, or their you know, their RAM isn't very much, and that's just the way they're made, and they don't need much because most people are not
mm-hmm.
conscious here. And you wonder why when you start
right.
Talking to people all the time, you know, their faces kind of go blank, eyes get glossed over. Well, that's probably a clone you're talking to. And when that happens, you're just wasting your time, you know, because they don't get it. And that's the sad part.
Mm-hmm.
This is why this might connect some dots for everybody about why, you know, life is the way it is here. And why there's so few people acting on different situations that you think they'd be acting on. And, you know,
right.
the other far end of the scale is, you know, does a clone really have compassion? And does a, you know, if they don't have compassion for humanity, then, you know, the flip side of that is very possibly wars and things. So and what's controlling the phones. But I don't want to get into that. That gets kind of on the negative aspect. But hopefully this has helped everybody. So thank you.
May I ask one more question? And,
go ahead. That'd be fine.
Would you say that thank you. Would you say that, and thank you for what you're sharing, it's helping me put the pieces together. Would you say that they are involved in one of the mechanisms that is used to keep someone being a clone, or even when they're trying to be compassionate or trying to be human or trying to, get to the light, that the shapeshifters that they program in is another factor? I mean, I've seen this particular person change countenance while talking with him in like 2 minutes. I mean, it's like I will catch it just very, like the glitch, but I'm not taken on the same time track, though. I'm able to, at this point, thank goodness, because of being a little bit more heart-centered and knowing, like you said, being here a little bit more, I can see the time tracks taking him, and then another one comes in right away. It's very, very strange.
Yeah, I'm sure that the clone bodies have the availability to shapeshift much more than a regular human, okay, because it's U technology. And the U technology, maybe they sell, they do their time sharing, since they work in time with other Ute races out there. And so that's probably why, you can have visitations in one person with many other entities, we'll call them, or shapeshifters in one body. So, just to be very interesting. So,
thank
if you do know on the phone,
thank you, Carrie.
I could probably put up a clone clearing at some point here for a whole lifetime clearing for someone, which might actually help them out. I was talking to someone the other day, and I think you heard the conversation too, Carrie, about the person that did the 2,000-year clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Did that, and for what I can kind of recall, the person didn't understand about the light chip at all, and all the buttons and whistles went off in their head because they did not understand it and wanted to walk away, and then this one person did a clearing for one day, and they got a phone call, and the person, I think, wanted to know more about the light and stuff. So that's what that clearing is for. Am I pretty close on that, what the person was telling you, Carrie?
Yeah. So that's the clearing that Ron is talking about, is that recent one that went up under the free clearings on the left side of the website for the 2,000 years of darkness, which covers fear of the light. So we were talking with someone who had had a friend who was very judgmental about their association with the Creation Lightship and Ron and everything, and then the clearing came up, and they put their friend's name into the clearing, and within a day or two, the friend brought up the topic of the Creation Lightship and light and the light universe and what's it all about, and all of a sudden wanted to know more. And all the judgment seemed to be gone, and the interest level was really high. So all you guys out there who perhaps have friends or acquaintances who have judged you negatively for being interested in this material, you might want to just put their name in that clearing and see if their attitude changes too, because I know I've heard from a few different people that have had that experience where somebody who was very shut, closed off to this information became totally open to it. So that's a really, really nice development just from that one clearing.
Yep.
So, so that's what happened. So, Ron, I just had a few thoughts about what you were that came up when you and Victoria Ann were talking. And thanks for calling in with those questions, Victoria Ann. They're really good points that you're making about this issue of clones. But Ron, you said you made a comment that you basically said that there are the type type of clone who takes our place versus a true clone. So I wondered if you'd just explain what you meant by that, the difference between the two types of clones.
Okay, yeah, there's one that is looking just like you. Okay. And there could be, you know, a dozen of them. And they come and go and take your place. And naturally, they'll wear the same clothes as you. Remember, since we're not in control of time, and the youths control time here, they can turn time off for hours. And you won't even know the difference because your senses will not perceive that time is turned off. So when time is turned off, everything stops. And they can rearrange everything, you know, put a clone in, take the clothes off of you, we'll say, or even refabricate new clothes, you know, create new clothes. But, you know, they may just take your clothes off, put your clothes on a new clone, and put you into position like a mannequin and move you around so you're facing the right direction and everything else is great, and then start time again for everybody around you, including the clone. And then that's a clone of you. So they could have more than one clone of you. Why would they have more than one? Well, maybe they need that because something could happen to one of the clones. Maybe it might fall apart or start stuttering or something. We've seen that on some of the programs now on TV. I was sent a couple emails about that, about some of the people in the news media stuttering, talking in gibberish and stuff. And that's because the clone factory that they probably was created in maybe had a process done to it to eliminate it. And the program kind of ended, and they couldn't go any further with it, and they had to rely on a past program stored inside of them to bring them out of it. And then naturally they'll talk about some kind of issue that the person had, you know, the teleprompter wasn't working right or something, you know. But anyway, I won't go into that, but that's kind of what you might see. So if you do see that, that's an indication that I can't guarantee that person's a clone, but, you know, you might kind of think in that term. You know, it's up to you to decide, you know, what's going on. So there are clones that look like you that can be here, and then you have a clone that was created, I'll just use the word, in the basement, in the underground tunnels, et cetera, by the Utes, and it could even be like a relative of yours, and you might look at this person and go, wow, this person has kind of like, you know, same hair coloring as me, same height, same body build, but they look a little different. Well, they may have used part of your DNA and maybe somebody else's DNA to recreate this. And so, you know, how many people here are actual real humans? You don't know. So there are true clones working here. Remember, the clone is probably in the end result. Let's just say that hypothetically they get rid of all the humans here. So what do they need to have here? They need clones to work on the surface to maybe do the work. And so since they're not compassionate, typically, that they can be controlled very easily. And that's a good workforce. And that's probably why, if you look at the past of humanity here, why we've had slaves here, because they were being controlled by something. And so a clone is probably the ideal you know, body type form creation here to do that, because they're not going to really rebel because they have probably one master clone frequency, and they can all be, you know, activated to do the same thing at the same time. So I won't get too much into that. I guess a little scary, but remember, if you're not here, who is? And if, you know, if you realize that things are going on around you, or even you act kind of goofy and strange one day, you may not be who you think you are, but you don't have any way to stop the program yet. So I might be doing something like that. I don't know what the light ship is planning to do. But the nice thing is that these energies can be dealt with probably in the near future here to have spirits put into them. And I'm sure that, you know, if there are like a dozen clones of you somewhere, they will be terminated, so there's only one of you. But if they are a real clone, a true clone that does not represent a physical human body here, then they have the opportunity to come into the light, just like anything else, because they are another foreign body that's living in light territory. So the light chip will allow them to have a spirit and to have their whole body made over of light versus an energy that does not hold light. So I hope I answered that question okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Carrie? I think I heard Victoria Ann's voice. Are you still on the line? Did you have another question?
Yes, I'm still hanging out here. I had one other observation that might be appropriate to share, and it's just my own research on it right now, being that it's in front of me. I'm finding that what I believe to be clones, or at least they're being experimented with as for the possibility of being full-time clones or part-time whatever, they project their mistakes on you or on someone else. They have a mechanism that as soon as they know they make a mistake, even if another one's aware of it and wants to really just resolve it, not make him wrong or not make somebody wrong, they right away say, you did that. And if you say, I'm sorry, I did not do that, but I want to help resolve it, they really go off in a very negative, and they have a pattern of repetition. So I'm finding that they project their mistakes, a lot of repetition, and they push the buck. They're even if they admit to something, they take no responsibility. They'll push the responsibility back on someone else, mostly humans, to fix it. That's my notes here.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thank you. I'll be quiet now.
So back
okay.
to you, Carrie.
All right. So the other thing I was wondering, Ron, as you've been talking about this, is since they don't have a spirit in them and their body energy is quite different, I'm wondering, do we cord to clones when we think about them? You know, let's say we know one and we do or don't know it's a clone. Do we cord to them energetically the way we do to our regular human friends?
Boy. I think that the mind control of the clone program, could very possibly cord to you.
Okay.
As that's what the clones are doing. They're probably all linked together with one mindset, even though they may be made by different Ute races, okay?
Uh-huh.
I think they're here as one mass experiment. Remember, I mentioned before that all of us humans here have the same anatomy. We have typically different heads, okay,
mm-hmm.
and then naturally skin color. But, you know, if we cut all of our heads off, you know, and, you know, we made some people white and brown and black and tan and whatever else, you know, the body itself and different heights and the body shapes, you would not know what race we would be. But we're still considered human. Once you put the head on, then you go, oh, this person might be Chinese, this person, you know, could be Japanese, this person could be German or Swedish, you know, or Mexican, you know, because the head, or Indian, because the head has that body characteristic. So all the bodies are the same from that point. So think of the clones the same way. So all the clones have a master program to that they're running. And so getting back to the question, I think that they are trying to maybe tap into your mind consciousness so they can read you and figure out what step to do next since your program is so limited. They need to interface with you somehow. And that interfacing might be eliminated by doing that other free clearing, which has the implants on the top of your head. Okay,
yeah.
Along with the satellite one. So I'm just throwing this out here. But the whole thing is to get rid of the energies that's stored inside of you that could possibly allow them to connect to you. And everybody knows that they don't want to have that happen. That's why we have clearings to get rid of these extra spaces inside of you that is of non-light. So you can carry more light to have a spiritual consciousness of light in your heart center versus a spiritual consciousness of the youths and maybe the youth programs so they can attach to us. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here now is how things are interfacing also. And I'll get more information on it. But you know, it's very interesting. But once you connect the dots, your whole life all of a sudden, you know, what you thought was so weird and strange here, and you can never figure out, you go, wow, that's why I, you know, so and so acts this way, because maybe they aren't completely human. They look human. They bleed. They sneeze. You know, they eat food, but maybe they're a different life form. But they, you know, come in here and resemble a replica of humans. So, like I said, for me, the good thing is that they have a chance, because if they got the consciousness and found out that at some point in their life they will be terminated because their old model is not going to make it any longer. Because remember, that program only lasts for so long before it becomes outdated. We all know that about computers. So look at your computer. You know, if somebody said, I have a brand new computer, and maybe it's Windows 95, you know, look at that person and go, who in the heck would want to have that, you know? So everybody wants to get the newest updated version of programs, okay, and the speed and whatever else the technology is. So the old clones, you know, will last a while, and then they all just probably, you know, get terminated, and a new one will come in its place. And that's why you see people all of a sudden do a complete shift in consciousness, because maybe the new clone came in with an updated program. But they do interface with you, so that's what I'm saying, is how are they interfacing with you? And with us, I'm seeing that they can interface with us, the ones that they are created after our image and likeness of who we are, looking like us. They're working with our blood system, I believe, and the bones. So I'm trying to figure out how to do a clearing for that so we can not have clones interacting with us that look like us, so we can be here more often. So that's kind of where I am with this process. Like I said, this is all new information, and I'm just kind of like telling you about it so you can maybe understand more. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we're coming close to the end of the show, and I know Saturday night is usually when we have the most listeners, so maybe, Ron, you want to mention the expo next weekend in case those listening tonight aren't going to be listening for next week's shows. Mention where you're going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming, next coming weekend.
Yeah, so this next weekend will be in October, in case you have an archive on. So it's the Expo, New Life Expo in New York at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. It will be October 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 2011. So come and see me. I have three workshops. Hope to be on one of the Strange Universe panels. I don't know as yet, but we'll see here. And I'm trying to get another space. I don't know if I'll get it or not, but I sent an email to see if I can get a space to do 2012 Dark Side Ascension slot there, but I don't know what's going to happen, you know, if I can get that or not, but anyway, we'll see what happens. So, but anyway, please come in, see me, go into the Light Infusion Chamber, and if any of you would like to do some clearings for me, you know, maybe do that, the 2,000-year clearing, just for the expo itself. Maybe we can get some more people who might be more conscious to come into the booth and stuff and to enjoy having their spirit enhanced and having their body changed. So that would help me out somewhat if you wanted just to go on and just run that clearing during the expo time sometime, if you have that opportunity or luxury to do that. And just put a New Life Expo, maybe with a date on it, of the day that you're choosing to do that, and just let it run for a little bit. And it might help all these people to understand that light is here, and that they should not be afraid of it. And that's what we're talking about earlier, about the person connecting to someone after, you know, quite a long time, because the light they were afraid of. And it also might even help you bringing more people into your life. But maybe those clones are unwilling because you don't have the codes that they have to bring forth maybe using the word money, abundance, into your life, because you're not resonating with them. And maybe these codes that could be released from the people doing this clearing so that they will see light might help you out immensely. So you might just try that and see. Can't guarantee anything, but it's a way that people can understand what light is versus darkness. And like I said, everybody is stuck here in darkness for so long, they don't know what light is. And you can talk about it all day long, but to really experience your own spirit and to be in the present moment, then you know what it is. But most people don't know that. I get people all the time talking, they say, I'm heart-centered. And I go, well, do you connect with your spirit or drop into your heart? And they go, what's that? So how can you be heart-centered if your spirit's not involved with it? Then you're in the land of darkness, you know, the light of the darkness in your heart. And they will give you a clone spirit also. So anyway, I'll just say, I guess, signing off here, unless you want to add something, Carrie.
Well, I was just going to add also that you're doing something new with the light infusion chamber now that I wasn't aware of before this last expo that you just did in L.A., which is if you want to be in the light infusion chamber, or you have an animal, pet animal that you want to put in, or a friend or a relative who maybe is having some physical trouble and you want them to get some healing, you can email Ron a photo of them and pay to have them go into the light infusion chamber at this upcoming expo. So, Ron, you'll be checking your email, right? And if people want to do that, that'll work?
That'll work. Normally, you'd want to do the unlimited since you would like to do that service typically, I would guess. So we'd put you into the chamber for whenever the chamber is turned on, you're in there, and put you inside of an envelope so that nobody can really see you. And sometimes I just put them out underneath the seats and things. But, yeah, that works out perfectly. So just send me an email with the picture. It's $100. You can go to PayPal and click on it and then let me know about that. And I will print the picture out of your loved one or pet, and we'll put them in the chamber for the whole event. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's really a great new addition that people can take part in, because obviously you aren't able to go to expos in every state all around the country, and if you're not able to get to New York or L.A. For these expos, this is another way that you can get yourself into the light infusion chamber. So I think we're probably out of time. The next show on BBS will be on Station 1 on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern. And I think that's it, Ron. So I'll say good night and thank you all. And sorry we couldn't, I wasn't able to get the fast chat up. And thanks to Victoria, Ann, and Marcy for calling in with your questions. And I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, and I'll say blessings to all of you. And just an idea, if somebody gets on the fast chat first, if you come on early, you might just put in there what station we're on for the day. That would be helpful for some people who might happen to be clicking on the wrong one to hear the audio. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, everybody. And stay clone-wise. See you later.
Good night.
Bye.